I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has launched the second round of trade mitigation payments aimed at assisting farmers who've been suffering from the ongoing trade disputes with China, Mexico, and Canada. Perdue told reporters with the USDA that he did have to convince the Office of Management and Budget in a recent meeting that farmers are still struggling with low commodity prices along with the tariff battles. The original plan was for just one round of payments with the hope that the tariff battles would be easing by the end of the year.
From my perspective, that it's not the case just yet. We still even have the retaliatory tariffs between Canada and Mexico, which we are working feverishly to overcome.
Round two will see soybean payments remain at $1.65 a bushel. Corn farmers will still get 1 cent a bushel. Producers can contact your local Colorado Farm Service Agency office to get more details about the second round of payments. Also this week, U.S. Senator Cory Gardner introduced an amendment that would allow marijuana businesses to open bank accounts in their own names in states that have legalized the drug. 10 states and the District of Columbia now allow at least a limited recreational use of marijuana. It remains illegal under federal law, and banks are wary of taking on pot sellers. Marijuana businesses must use cash in many instances. Gardner referred to the 10th Amendment protection of states' powers not delegated to the federal government by the Constitution in his statement.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.